The Mad Conductor by Felix Meyerhofer. It was time to recruit school kids for the band, and Hugo von Flügel would give them a hand. He walked in the stoop with his stomach quite stout. His clothes were unkempt, and his hair poked straight out. With his slight German accent and a temper to boot, with lessons from him, they would learn how to toot. All listened in awe as he gave them a choice, what horns they could play in his low, raspy voice. From drums to the trumpets and trombones that slide, to flutes and clarinets, they all would be tried. The students were anxious for band to begin. They all had new horns, which were bought by their kin. There were large ones and small ones, some gold and some black. They were the best brands without even a crack. The day had arrived when the students would blow. They looked at the clock as the hands went by slow. But now it was time for band to begin, and they ran to the band room much faster than wind. They slammed to the door and opened their cases, then took out their horns with smiles on their faces. They started to blow, and what a great din! Old Hugo got angry and soon lost his grin. "Please stop that while playing," he screamed in dismay. "With all those strange sounds, I'll soon be quite gray." With the band now subdued and her eyes glued on him, he started to teach them with plenty of vim. He worked with the class and taught them to blow. The woodwinds were first, who were in the front row. The clarinets and flutes, then the saxophones next. They all sounded like they were under a hex. Von Flügel got mad when they used the wrong fingers. His face got all red when they hit all those clinkers. The trumpets, trombones, and the French horns were tricky. To teach all these brasses was going to be sticky. They puckered their lips, and Von Flügel went crazy. "You're doing it wrong! You are all so lazy!" The tones that came out would make a dog howl. The director's ears rang from sounds that were foul. Mr. Flügel was flailing, his hands in the air. His nerves got so frayed, he needed some care. The drummers had learned how to hold their two sticks, but the way they were pounding gave Hugo the tics. The boy who played tuba was a sad sight to see. With his cheeks puffing out, brought Von Flügel no glee. He asked them to play the one note they'd learned, and after they blew, a vacation he yearned. He taught three more notes, which he hoped they might get, but after they played them, he started to sweat. With his blood pressure up and his pulse beating fast, he began to start thinking this band was his last. As the weeks turned to months and all was still grim, the weary Von Flügel was in a tailspin. But his head jerked up straight when he heard something right. A note from the band, just like a bright light. Was it played by the woodwinds or one of the brass? It came from this group, which he thought would not pass. He looked at them all with new admiration, with hope in his heart to end this frustration. Oh yes, there it was, another nice note, a good sound in fact, and not like a goat. He suddenly felt like a new man indeed, with a mind in despair that now had been freed. You could tell by the eyes of the kids in the band, their new way of playing was considered quite grand. Hugo von Flügel pulled out their first tune, with five little notes they all would play soon. The leader stood tall as he brought his stick down. The band began playing with a beautiful sound. The director just beamed from what they had done, and now that they'd finished, they found it such fun. The kids took a break, still filled with much zest. They considered this genius the absolute best. They had a surprise for the head of the band. They gave him a trophy, which he held in his hand. Von Flügel was struck by this wonderful gift. It was moments like this that gave him a lift. There were tears in his eyes, but a smile on his face, with decisions to ponder, which caused him to pace. The kids were uptight. Would their teacher be staying? He'd had a rough year, and they found themselves praying. The director went home with much on his mind to answer all questions he knew he must find. When Von Flügel returned, his eyes were cast down. He was up half the night from walking the town. His face was unsmiling, which worried them all. Would he still be their teacher when band starts this fall? He lifted his head and had a big smile. I've decided to stay, so I'll be here a while. The cheers that came forth could be heard through the school. The kids got so wild that they lost all their cool. Now they were set for another great year, with Von Flügel to lead, who they knew had no peer. The band couldn't wait for the next year to start, to see old Von Flügel once more fall apart.